Currently, we're working on a mosaic project with an elementary school, Hurley Elementary, here in the west side of Chicago. And this mosaic mural was originally inspired of, not inspired, it was for, in memory of one of the teachers that had passed, and it was a way for the kids to sort of cope with that, with their teacher being gone. So that's how it started. Now it expanded onto a bigger mural project that we're going to be doing now and next year. So there's that. We're printing some t-shirts for If I Had $1 Trillion. That's going to be going on next month. What else is going on? And that's what we're doing right now. We have a couple more projects that we're going to be working on in the summer. Mm-hmm. That's what we're doing right now, printing some shirts.
And so you're heading to D.C. next month, and you went last year too.
Yeah.
So anything about the D.C. trips last time or this time?
Well, sure. What about them?
Well, what was it like going to D.C.?
What was that like? I never really left Chicago, so it was just a feeling of like I'm leaving home, getting out of my comfort zone, and that's sort of where I learned that nothing good will happen if you don't leave your comfort zone. So that's what I learned going through D.C., and we went, and it was just a blast, like meeting a bunch of other students who were involved with AFSC that are young too, in high school, and they're being exposed to all this like knowledge on politics and stuff.
I was going to ask, what is that like? When you went to Philly, mm-hmm. You met the other. What's it like? What's it mean to you to connect with these other young people who are working on similar things?
It's just really interesting. What got them started with AFSC? Because if it wasn't for Darlene or my counselor who got me started with AFSC, I would have never have heard of them. Mm-hmm. So it's really interesting finding out how they got involved with AFSC and what are they doing now.
Mm-hmm. And that's how you found out, was through your counselor, school counselor?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It started off as the way I got started with AFSC was it started off as a way to get my community service learning hours for high school in order to graduate, and that's how it started, and then it just kept going and going.
For like
three, four years, yeah.
Yeah, you could have been an old guy.
Yeah, I know. I started off in senior year of high school, and I'm already going to be 22 in two months, yeah. That's been here a while.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we kind of already talked. I forget now what I've asked you before now. Yeah, but, why do you do this? Why do you do this work? What's it?
The fact that I get to do my artwork for a purpose, like be politically involved with artivism. That's the one word that's been thrown out a lot as a way to do it. And teaching kids. I really enjoy doing that.
Yeah, so you're thinking,
that's why I still do it, yeah.
You're saying maybe you could see yourself down the line maybe becoming an art teacher or something?
Yeah, yeah. Through what AFSC has gotten me into, working with CPS, I really enjoy being a teacher. Uh-huh. And if I don't do that, I'd be tattooing and still trying to be involved with AFSC artistically.
Awesome. Yeah. So, and again, we kind of asked this already, but what's it like working with Darlene and the other interns?
Working with Darlene is just... Working with Darlene is almost spontaneous because she always has new ideas and she's always excited for it. So it's really interesting and I'm always into it because it involves my artwork. And if it wasn't for my artwork being out there, I wouldn't be to where I am now. Going to Philly, going to D.C., making posters, t-shirts. That's pretty much how it is, just spontaneous. Stuff just happens and it just keeps escalating.
Cool. So tell me about when you went to... So you went to the... AFSC office in Philadelphia, you were invited because, well, you tell the story about going to Philly.
So, having with Philly was about a month ago. Mary, what's her last name?
Zirkle.
Mary Zirkle asked me to do a poster for her, like a poster concert that she was doing. And I didn't really expect it to be a big deal. I thought it'd be just a poster, they throw it on an exhibit, and that's it. But it wasn't until like about a week after I submitted the poster that she was like, oh, they want you to go present it in Philadelphia. And I didn't know why, I just thought it was just a regular poster thing. But now a lot of people were actually really, really into the poster. They got a lot of attention through that poster. Like everybody really seemed to like it, so that's how that started.
Yeah, and explain again the poster, what the poster represents.
Yeah, what the poster represents to me was I was looking through a bunch of reference photos and what I could do, just ideas, because I had no idea what to do. I stumbled upon a bunch of posters or signs that were against immigration, sorry. And I thought I'd do something with that. And what I did was the poster pretty much represents butterflies crossing the border, the monarch butterflies, and how they don't cross the border by themselves. They sort of cross as a family, as a pack. Is that the
flock? I don't know what a butterfly group is.
I don't know what that would be called. But yeah, like all together. And to me, that's families going to a better place. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so is it Brand or who showed you the...
Pedro.
Hello.
It's okay. Yeah.
Who showed you the... it's up on the wall or something, right?
Yeah.
In Philadelphia.
And so as soon as you walk into the building, down by the... not lobby. So up to the... I don't know what it was, left hallway. And there's like a huge... like 5x4 foot representation on my poster. Just two different designs I had. They're the same design, just different color... color patterns?
Palettes or something.
Color palette, yeah.
Whatever.
Just different types of them. Just really interesting how much attention it got. I have my picture there, my bio, and smaller versions of a poster being passed out of people who came in. Yeah.
It's a thrill, huh?
It really was, because I didn't expect that much attention through that poster. It was just really big, and I was just amazed. I can't believe I'm here for something that, you know, like it's... something I do like almost every day, which is design something, and it got me somewhere.
Yeah, well, it's well deserved, Raul.
Thank you.
Good work, man. Well, anything else you want to add that I forgot to ask?
The T.O. could be good. I think emphasis should keep investing their time into the youth, because it really helped me out, and it's going to help out many high school and elementary students that I've gone to, because they don't know what's going on politically. And it's really nice to educate them as to what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Great. Yeah. Well, thank you.
Oh, thank you.